Hello, I'm Kai Cheng Tom, and this is the Cave of Lost Powers Meditation. Find a space and posture that's right for meditation and self-reflection. Take a moment to get settled in, get comfortable and relaxed. If you like, let your eyes close or drift your gaze somewhere neutral. Take a long, letting go breath, and feel yourself settling in, taking in the support of the surface beneath you. I invite you now to think about a beautiful color that you love. Imagine this color flowing in a gentle wave from the crown of your head toward the tips of your toes. And as this color slowly flows through your entire body, you might notice it filling you with a wonderful feeling of relaxation as well. Let it take you there, relaxing head and face and neck, relaxing shoulders and arms, wrists and hands, torso and waist and pelvis all relaxing, legs and feet, ankles and toes all relaxing. Your whole body is wonderfully relaxed, just as much as it wants to be, no more and no less. Following this wave of beautiful color through your body into the place of your deeper awareness and imagination, the place where your mind, body, and spirit are one. I'd like you to imagine that you're standing just outside the opening of a huge, mystical cave. It's glowing softly from within. A fantastic cavern that's like something out of a myth or fairy tale. And you already know, from deep inside your body, that it's safe and peaceful inside this cave. It's full of wonders and fabulous treasure. You see, this cave represents your vast creative potential. You walk into the cave and you start to notice all of the magical things inside. Perhaps there are giant crystals growing from the walls that shine with an internal light. Pools of fresh water with shimmering fish swirling within. Mosses and mushrooms with mysterious healing properties. There's light and darkness here, mixed together, and anything else that you want to be there. Take some time to explore this place. Everything inside it represents a part of you. Let yourself feel the wonder and curiosity, the mystery and power of you. Now, if you choose to, we are going to look in this cave for a power or strength that has been hidden or repressed within you. All of us learn to hide certain strengths or powers as we grow up. It's different from person to person. Some of us hide our assertiveness because we're afraid to be seen as bossy. Some of us hide our ability to cry in front of others because we don't want to be seen as weak. This serves us for a while, but over a lifetime, we may start to long to reclaim our lost powers. And if this is the case for you, you might start to notice that you feel instinctively drawn to a shadowy part of your cave. Let yourself wander over to that place. You notice that there on the ground is a box. The box might be big or small, simple or elaborate, whatever feels right to you. You get closer to this box. Maybe you sit down in front of it or pick it up. Don't open it just yet. Inside the box is an object or symbol that represents a strength, power, or ability that your unconscious mind has been hiding. It's a strength or power that you have been missing, but on some level, you're afraid of. Afraid of what would happen if you reclaimed your power. If you look closely at the box, maybe there are even words or details on it that tell you what frightens you about reclaiming this power. Observe the fear with compassion. Now open the box and see what's inside. Take a moment to observe this object or symbol, taking it in, this hidden strength, this secret power, this part of you that can set you free. Allow your intuition to tell you what to do next. It doesn't have to make sense. There's no way to get this wrong. Perhaps you find some way to bring this lost power out of hiding and back into your life. Or perhaps you make a commitment to come back to it at another time. Maybe it grows and transforms the cave around you. Maybe you take it with you out of the cave. Allow your creativity to take over. Let the process unfold naturally over the next few moments. You know instinctively what's right for you. There is no need to rush. No need to strain or force anything. Trust the wisdom that comes from within. In a few moments, we'll bring this journey to a close, but know that you can always return to this place whenever you need to retrieve lost powers and bring them into your consciousness. After the meditation comes to an end, take some time to rest and integrate. Reflect or journal on what came up for you. As time goes by, notice how more and more insight and empowerment arrive. Start to sense your way back into the present moment now, noticing the temperatures and textures around you. You might bring some gentle movement into your body or flutter your eyelids as you reorient to the environment. And you might say to yourself, I am powerful.